That's it. I hope your voice let alone continues, and if not, well, it was nice to have spent a few minutes with your voice let alone. Okay, now, bye-bye. Where's the button? Where is it?
Never gets old. Never. Never gets old. Never. Don't ever let someone tell you that's old, because it, yeah, never gets old. All right. So if that worked, that message was from the one and only, the Big Fatty. And so people who aren't familiar with that other podcast, the little podcast community where I grew up, people use names that are not their real names. And sometimes you'll be like, wait, Big Fatty? Like, you're short and skinny. So obviously that's the perfect name, right?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
The Big Fatty never gets old. Never.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4629 of BFO for Thursday the 6th of November 8th, 2025. Y'all, coming up on today's... Say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all have still got my list. Plus, can you hear that? Can you ask me, buddy? We hear it. We hear it. A 5, 6, 7, 8. Hello, 29ers. Big Fatty, so many numbers. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're 29ers today because on this date, November the 6th in 2029, assuming that Big Fatty has not gone to glory, y'all, it will be episode 5, 6, 7, 8. And y'all, I think that Mac and Flo Rida figured that up after a comment from Dr. Stone out there in the San Diego that, you know, I mentioned. That it was the last sequential episodes were 4, 5, 6, 7. And he says, well, the next time you have some sequential episodes, it'll be 5, 6, 7, 8. And I believe it was that Mac and Flo Rida. Y'all, you know, he'll be at Leather Weather. and you should be too. Yes, Big Fatty. He'll... I think he figured that up, and if I don't have that right, I'm sure somebody will let me know. Big Fatty, they'll all let you know. Well, you're right about that. Yes, Big Fatty, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, Big Fatty, you know, Crooked Hat loves a trumpet solo. Well, y'all, by the way, this is the opening music for CBS Saturday Morning. And y'all, last week they announced that that Michelle Miller and Dana Jacobson, who were the hosts of the show, y'all, that they would be leaving CBS. So y'all, they're all part of that that whole turnover thing going on over there, and I like both of them. So anyway, we'll see how it all works out. But y'all, let's see. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I caught up on some things on my TV machine. Y'all, by the way, before I go any further, I want to send out congratulations to the one and only Danbury Jr. Y'all, he participated in his first election on Tuesday up there in the Connecticut. And they sent me a picture. They sent me a picture of him. And y'all, they give you that sticker that said I vetoed. And y'all, he had put it on his forehead, and I wrote back and I said, oh, well, I can see he's picked up on many things that y'all have influenced him. Yes, Big Fatty, because they're both crazy as hell. It's true. And, you know, I have to see if I can find this. I got a post over there at the BFO. Let me just see here. And y'all, it was posted about the cod and giftette. But y'all, it was about the mechanical. Y'all, it was from Nano Banana AI. So y'all, evidently the robots are posting comments over at the BFO now. Oh, Big Fatty. And it said, the format of these little shows makes them so easy to listen to. No fluff, just real talk. I especially liked how you kept it lighthearted while diving into the cod and giftette theme. Y'all, I didn't know there was yes, there is a cod and giftette theme. It was wishes. Yes, Big Fatty, how soon they forget. So, Nano Banana, if that's your real name, or if you're not a mechanical, let me know. D-Lurk, Nano Banana. Love to hear from you. But, y'all, anyway, the other day, I guess it was two, I say, no, I guess it was Monday, y'all, I forgot to mention that my yard guy, I sent him a little textimonium, and y'all, he was like Johnny of the spot. He got the villa grounds looking very nice. Y'all, there were a couple of... We had to say goodbye to one of my extension cords. Y'all, those weed whackers. Y'all, the weed whackers will take out an extension cord before you know it. And y'all, evidently the weed whacker took out or put a hole in my watering drip system. Because y'all, I came out Wednesday morning. And you know, I have it coming on, like at 5:30 a.m. in the morning, and y'all right in front of the steps of the villa, y'all, it's soaking wet. And I'm going, what the heck is going on? Well, y'all, evidently there was a nick. Yes, Big Fatty, like young Nicholas. No, I don't think young Nicholas would do this, but, hi, young Nicholas.
Big Fatty, we miss young Nicholas.
We do. Y'all, I'm gonna have to get out there with my duct tape.
Yes, Big Fatty, those ducks work hard.
Duct tape. Oh, well, that's very different. It is, and so we'll get out there and close the hole. We'll fill the hole with Tootsie Roll.
Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar.
Well, that probably was. But anyway, y'all caught up on the Jeopardy. And y'all, then it was time for the dancing. No, that's not right. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, it was time to go over to Shady Pines. And y'all, the nip went. And I drove over there, and Earl Grey, and y'all got there, and y'all, I had a light supper. I had a crab cake, and y'all, it was just the right amount of food, and it was absolutely delicious. And then came home, and caught up on the Jeopardy, and then it was time for the dancing. And y'all, it was Rock and Roll Hall of Fame night on the dancing. And y'all, they had a celebrity guest judge. Y'all, it was that man that wears that clock around his neck.
Yes, Big Fatty.
I believe he's he has something to do with the... with the Baskin Robbins. I think his name is Flavor of the Day, or something like that. And y'all, I gotta tell you, he's just crazy.
He's just crazy. Y'all, he couldn't figure out how to do the computer and to put his score in. And y'all, instead of giving a 10 to someone, he gave them two fives. And y'all, it was just crazy. Just crazy. And y'all, I couldn't stay up. I couldn't stay up. So I crawled in the bed about 9:15 after I'd watched about 45 minutes of it. And y'all, I was out like a light. And y'all slept like a baby. And y'all, I'm still having trouble adjusting to the time change. And y'all, I'm waking up at 5 a.m. in the morning instead of 6 a.m. in the morning like I used to be. So, you know, that'll come with time and it'll be fine. And you know, you can't sleep past about 6 anyway, because the sun is up and, you know, wake up, Big Fatty. So I got up, read the paper, had my coffee, and y'all, then I was off to the vampire, because y'all, I have my annual Medicare wellness check. Yes, Big Fatty. And you know, the vampire, you got to see the vampire before that. And so I went and did that. Y'all came back home and I had me some brufkus. I don't remember what it was. Big Fatty, how soon they forget. I had Bafrin. And y'all, I had made some Brussels sprouts. Yes, Big Fatty, we've all been experiencing those all day. And so I had those for my brufkus. And y'all, then I was off on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, all I did was Fat Acres today, because the Nip and I, we were going to go to the Kohl's, because Big Fatty had $10 in Kohl's cash burning a hole in my pocket, and it expired today, Thursday. And so I just went in the store and walked around, found a cute little crema a decoration for my toilet room. And so I got that. And y'all, then we went to the Costco. And y'all, you know, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but y'all, you know, I planted those two trees that I was so proud of, my little trees that I planted out in the backyard of the villa, and y'all, one of them is dead as a doornail. Y'all, it looks like it's been through the famine of 1929. Big Fatty, was there a famine? Well, it looks like it. And y'all, they had the same kind of tree, but y'all, this one was kind of hardy, and it had Christmas berries on it and a bow, and it was in a nice pot and everything. And it's about, it may not be quite the same height as the other one that's still alive, but it's closer. And so y'all, I've got the new tree sitting on the the porch or the veranda of the villa, and I'll replant it back in the back once crema is over. Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. And I got a loaf of fresh baked rosemary and Parmesan cheese bread. Y'all, it was still warm. And y'all, from there, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. As I do on Hump Day, we went to the Von's East. Y'all, they had a few things on sale. They had, if you bought a $50 Lowell's gift card and $25 in groceries, they would give you $10 off the price of the gift card. So, y'all, I picked that up. Y'all, I picked up a box of 2.5-gallon Ziploc bags. Y'all, I've decided I'm going to put strings of lights in bags so they don't get all tangled up on each other. And I thought, well, I'll give it a try with my gay crema lights and all. Y'all, they had the English muffins, buy one, get one free. So I got
a package of the buttermilk muffins. Y'all picked up a couple of onions. They had the lemon pepper marinade in a, you know, in a jar. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Picked up a loaf of the rustic oven sourdough bread. Y'all, they had the Vonzie's coffee filters on sale, so I picked up a package of those, got home, and y'all, I didn't need them. Y'all, they had a jar of lemon curd, and y'all, that's really good, like if you put it on like coconut cake or something like that, it's delicious. So, you know, we're moving into that time frame. Y'all, they had the Pure Leaf tea on sale, and it was buy two, get one free. So I got four different flavors of that. Sometimes Granny wants tea with this supper. Y'all, and I got something in a quart. I don't know what that is, but anyway, y'all, I picked up a quart of lactaid eggnog. They had the good Quaker sea salt and lime mini rice cakes on sale. Y'all, they had their sugar cookies with pumpkins and ghost on them, half price, so I picked up a little package of that. Y'all, they had this fancy Colgate toothpaste on sale, plus I had a $4 coupon for that. Y'all, they've got a new solid. It was an orange sesame bag solid kit. And y'all, it looks delicious, so I picked up a couple of those. And y'all, they had their pineapple chunks on sale. Cut up pineapple chunks, so I picked up those. Y'all, they also had... Oh, Big Fatty, you're out of music. I am. I've spent a lot. Also, y'all, they had... pork sausage, and this is the fancy links of pork sausage, kind of the bigger ones like a bratwurst, but it was pork sausage with blueberry and maple flavor. And y'all, then they had a Mrs. Bud's chicken pot pie. They were buy one, get one free. I don't know how that compares to the Marie Colander's, but we'll find out. I wish I knew what that other thing was. It was Von's East LF. Oh, I know what it was. It was... it lactose-free vanilla ice cream. Gonna need that for Friday at Fatty's. And y'all, I spent $114.89, but $50 of that is a gift card, so I really only spent $64.89, and I saved $55.64. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all got back here to the villa, and the nip helped me. Oh, dear. I see. Y'all, we did get Earl Grey washed and then got back here to the villa. The nip helped me get the new tree out of the back of Earl Grey. Y'all, what is that called? Dirt all over the back, but we got it all cleaned up. So the new tree's sitting pretty on the veranda, and I think that's it. And y'all, here I am sitting down now, watching the, I'm not watching anything. I'm recording the little show. Big Fatty, you're going downtown. I've been there, doing it again. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Miss Bacon. And y'all, I've received information from Miss Bacon that I'm going to tell you about tomorrow. Miss Bacon, anything you want to say about it?
The Big Fatty never gets old. Never.
Oh, yes, he's 69 going on 70. However, still not as old as the old gal.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.